Hi, this is Greg Allen, and you're listening to the Shanghai Comedy Corner podcast.
Hi, this is Julian for Shanghai Comedy Corner podcast. Last month, I traveled to the U.S. as part of Smack Shanghai's Chicago Tour Intensive. 10 days of improv shows to watch, perform, plus daily workshops and encounters with the best of the best in the improv mecca that is Chicago. I was very excited to interview some of the great minds of improv while I was there. And I am even more excited to offer it to you now for your listening pleasure. Today, we are listening to Greg Allen. Greg Allen is the founding director of the Neo Futurists and creator of Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind 30 Plays in 60 Minutes and 33 other full-length Neo Futurist productions, including The Last 2 Minutes of the Complete Works of Henrik Ibsen, and K is an award-winning adaptation of Kafka's The Trial. He has written, directed, and performed more than 500 original plays for Too Much Light in its continuous run since opening December 2, 1988, from another play which makes the audience hate Greg, to the infamous title. Greg has also written, directed, and performed his original work for the biggest theater companies in Chicago. He directed all 9 acts and 7 hours of Eugene O'Neill's outrageous Strange Interlude for the Goodman Theater Festival in 2009. A production greeted with angry hecklers and instantaneous standing ovations.
This is Shanghai Comedy Corner, all the way in Chicago. And I'm sitting here at the Playground Theater with Greg Allen. And if you don't know Greg Allen, he's kind of spearheaded new futurism into the world. And the first question I'm going to ask him, it's a difficult question, but I'm sure he's been asked this question lots of times. What is new futurism for our audience in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, neo-futurism is a new approach to performance which tries to embrace the actuality of who we are, where we are, so that the performers on stage are themselves to the best of their ability. They acknowledge the fact that they're in front of an audience, and we try to explore what can actually physically take place in that space at that time with those people. So it's interactive theater, non-illusory, sometimes I call it documentary or non-fiction theater, where everything explored is the actuality of the world.
Thanks. And it kind of breaks down all the conventions of traditional theater where you sit and watch something and you said yourself that you find yourself watching a movie, basically, when you went to theater and you wanted to change that. To make it a little bit more palatable to people and to relate to it, on the top of your head, you know, you've been doing this for like 20 years, I guess, but is there now, right now here, a memory, a special memory of a performance or something that happened, an epiphany or a meeting or something that comes to mind now that you would like to share?
After 30 years on stage, that's a tall order. I performed one piece that was basically a object puppet show where I told a fable, a parable, about a boy symbolized by some peas, some frozen peas, and how the boy had lost hope and decided to stand on the railroad tracks to kill himself. And that he had lost all there was no love in the world for him, so he decided to stand on the railroad tracks. But the train slowed down, and so he just went on with his life. So I'm telling this parable, and at the end of the story, I say, and one day the boy found himself on stage doing a story about a boy who experienced this, and he saw other people in the audience who were very much like him at the time. We have a very young audience at the Neo Futurists, and I say on stage, you know, he looks out and he wants to tell those people who may feel this way that there is love in the world for them and that things do change. And after one particular performance of that piece, a girl came up, a young woman came up to me after the show and just asked me to move real close to her, and she just whispered into my ear, "Thank you for that play." And I immediately knew what she was going through, and it was one of those moments where, you know, the incredible personal becomes universal, and by simply telling my own story in this way, it had connected with other people, and I think really made a difference. And that's really kind of the heart and soul of what I try to do in my theater, is really connect with people and try to make a difference in the world by being as personal as possible.
My last question is, what are you doing at the moment? What is your work at this precise moment that people can enjoy or look forward to?
Okay. I am currently working on a piece with Michael Montenegro, who is a world-class puppeteer. We're devising a piece that is a series of short pieces based on the works of Franz Kafka, which I'm calling a concatenation of Kafka, which is premiering in January in the Chicago International Puppet Festival. I am going to remount my giant puppet production of Moby Dick, which I adapted last year for Blair Thomas and Company. I am directing a staged reading of a Tom Stoppard play coming up. My play, The Last 2 Minutes of the Complete Works of Henrik Ibsen, is being produced in Minnesota, and I'm leaving something out. But anyway, some other things are coming up. You can see a company in Rome that's doing my plays right now, From Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind, as well as in New York, Chicago, and San Francisco.
Have you got a presence online so people can check out all the information?
Yeah, you can go to www.neogregallen.org, and that is my website.
Thank you very much for your time. I know you're a busy man and very creative. It's been a pleasure hanging out with you and looking forward to the second part of the workshop. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Shanghai Comedy Corner Podcast would like to thank its partners, Smack Comedy, Shanghai's home for comedy, and Shanghai Comedy Club, www.theshanghaicomedyclub.com, and Stand Up Comedy SH on Facebook. Shanghai Comedy Corner Podcast is available on iTunes Podcast, on Lija FM in China, and you can follow its official accounts on WeChat at SHCC Podcast, on Facebook at Shanghai Comedy Corner Podcast, and on Twitter at SH Comedy Corner. Then do what I tell you.